亲爱的弟兄姐妹平安
Peace to you all
感谢主让我们能够再一次在神的话语里面更深的有一些的认识他
We give thanks to the Lord so that we can go deeper into his words
当我在思想到我在祷告当中也在寻求我们今年2014年到底神有什么样的心意在我们的当中
When I was in prayer seeking what is the direction that God will give our church in the year of 2014.
神给了一个很清楚的一个字就叫做连结。
And God gave me the very clear message that we need to connect to one another.
所以我们就看到以弗所书里面有许许多多的连结我们上个次分享已经讲过了。
And in the book of Ephesians they talk about a lot about connection with one another that we talked about that last time.
接着我继续在祷告的时候就感觉到神好像就有一个心意让我们来分享让我们来更多的来认识这一本以弗所书
And as I'm praying to in preparation for today's message that God was telling me that we need to go deeper into the book of Ephesians
这是一本非常我可以说非常棒的一本书信
And this is a great epistle from a great letter from Paul
有人说这是书信中的皇后这是最棒的一本书信
And somebody described this one as the queen of all the letters
当然每一本书信都非常的棒都很重要
Of course every book in the Bible is all important
但是神似乎有个心意让我们在今年更多的来读这一本以弗所书
And it seems that God will want us to go deeper into the book of Ephesians
那我们都知道以弗所书是保罗他在坐监的时候写的
And we all know that in the book, this letter is written when Paul was in prison.
虽然保罗那个时候被囚禁起来，失去了自由。
Although Paul was incarcerated at that time.
但是整本以弗所书你可以发现它就充满了就是神的荣耀。
But you will find that the entire book of Ephesians is full of God's glory.
充满了那种对神荣耀的那种盼望。
And is full of the hope for the for God.
最重要的是他讲到这个荣耀是充满在教会里面，所以是一个荣耀教会的一个彰显，在这个书里面讲的非常的多。
And especially talk about the glory being shown in the church.
所以当讲到教会的时候，就是我们这一群人，不是吗
？And when you talk about church, isn't that describing all of us?
所以当神的荣耀充满在教会里面的时候，不就是充满在我们当中吗？
So when the glory of God is full of the church, isn't that saying that God's glory is within us?
所以当神的荣耀充满在我们当中的时候，我们整个人是整个是澎湃起来，我们整个人是整个灵就被提起来了。
So when God's glory is within us, all we ourselves is lifted up.
现在很流行一句话叫做正能量。
And
听过正能量。
There's a lot of popular saying is called positive energy.
所以这本书是充满了我可以说是正能量的书啊。
And so this book, the book of Vision is full of positive energy.
所以特别主要的一个主题专门的一个主题就是特别讲到荣耀的教会。
And so the theme of this book is talking about the glorious church.
所以他一开始的时候在第一章就讲到荣耀的教会是基督的荣耀所充满的是他充满万有者所充满的。
So in the first chapter, they talk about the glorious church is a church that have full of God's glory.
是充满万有的，在充满在我们的教会里面。
So it's talk about the one that have all in fullness that is filled within within the church.
所以到了第二章的时候，他就特别讲到这个国度是非常的丰富的。
And they talk about the kingdom in the second chapter is in abundance.
有信主的犹太人也有外邦人在主的里面两下就归为一体与神和好
So they talk about the Israelites and Gentiles they are reconciled within all God's kingdom
这样的一个圣殿就是神的圣灵居住的一个所在是充满了荣耀的
So that talk about the temple of God that is full of glory
到了第三章保罗就跪下来祷告了求神那个荣耀的灵能够充满在我们的里面使我们里面的灵刚强起来
So in the third chapter, that Paul was kneeling and prayed that asking God to come and fill our soul so that all our soul can be full of glory.
到了第四章，特别讲到神怎么样升上高天，掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐就赏给人。
So talk about in the fourth chapter, talk about the God that go up in the heaven and bring down, shower down all the blessings.
哦，荣耀的主把所有的恩赐就赐给了教会，在教会的建造上面成为一个荣耀的教会。
So talk about the blessing that God has given to the church, so the church can become a glorious church.
一直讲到第五章的时候，大家都知道第五章在讲什么。
And
以弗所书第五章。
And we all know about the fifth chapter. What does it talk about?
那个丈夫最喜欢念给妻子听，妻子最喜欢念给丈夫听那一段。
And that's the favorite passage from the husband and the wife.
大家都读对方的那一段。
And of course it.The husband only recited one for the wife, and the wife only recited
one for the husband. 保罗在第五章就特别讲到夫妻相处之道。
So in the fifth chapter, they talk about the interaction relationship between the marriage couple.
但是他到后面的时候，他突然就讲说 ，Oh no no no, I'm sorry, 我不是指着你们，我是指着基督和教会说的。
But at the end, he's not really talking about the relationship between the husband and wife, but it's.Talking about relationship between God and the church.
所以地上夫妻的关系不只是夫妻的关系，它是在彰显一个天上的耶稣基督跟地上的教会的一个联合连结的一个关系，荣耀的关系。
So the relationship between husband and wife is an example of being shown as the relationship between Jesus Christ and the church.
所以基督要为教会舍命，爱教会为教会舍命，教会顺服基督。好像就是妻子顺服丈夫是这样子的一个次序。
So that the God will gave his life for the church and the church submit to God.
到了第六章，当然就是讲属灵征战了。
And in sixth chapter, it talk about a spiritual battle.
讲到我们要怎么样与天空属灵气的恶魔来征战。
And talk about that we in battle with the principality of the air.
但是当中呢，没有叫我们去冲啊杀啊，没有，就叫什么站稳了。
And within that.Did not ask us to really go and have a fight, but to talk about standing firm.
为什么不要去冲啊杀呀？不要去这个好像大炮都拿出来。
And why is that not asking us to charge at the enemy?
因为仗已经打完了。
Because the battle is already done.
荣耀的主已经在十字架上得胜了，复活得胜了，仗已经打完了。
And the battle is over because God has already won.
好像这个全军要溃散的时候呢，这些小的喽啰还会来搅扰我们。但是你要知道，只要站稳了，他们就退去了。
So it seems like the little remnants of the enemy will come and bother us, but if we stand firm, the battle is already over.
所以我们知道，整本以弗所书就讲到一个神的荣耀的教，神的荣耀的神充满在荣耀的教会里面。
So the entire book of Ephesians talk about the glory of God that come in and fold.Make full of the church.
所以当我们灰心，当我们软弱，当我们好像很低很down的时候，我们需要来念以弗所书。
So when we are discouraged and feeling low, that we need to come and study the book of Ephesians.
而且当我们发现，当我们在念这本充满了正能量的书的时候，当我们在念的时候，我们整个人的灵就被提起来了。
So when we are studying the book of Ephesians with this positive energy.We got lifted up.
所以我们就被神的灵好像抬举，就非常的兴奋，非常的有盼望。
So after that, so we can be excited, all get excited and full of hope.
所以我心里面我就燃起了一个很大的一个希望啊。
So within us, I really have this hope.
我们大家可以把这本书背起来吗
？Can you all memorize the book of Ephesians?
有人在笑。
Somebody was laughing.
我算过啊，总共155节。
So what I counted the entire book of Ephesians have 155 verses.
我们一年有多少天
？How many days do you have in a day?
365天。
365 days.
所以呢，两天背一节，你还可以休息两个月。
And if you memorize the Each verse, every 2 days, memorize each verse, and you can even have some time left over.
它总共有六章，所以你两个月背一章。
So there's six chapters in the book, so every 2 months you memorize one chapter.
感谢主啊，因为我们在在好些年前，我们有一次主日学的课程里面，我们大家就在背这本书，得到了非常多的正能量。
And many years ago, when we were in the Sunday school, that we're teaching this book, that we get a lot of benefit and help out of this.
所以我们现在再回到我们今天的经文的我们刚才有念过，好，就是以弗所书第一节到第十四节这段经文。
So we just recited that the verse chapter 1 verse 3 to 14.
所以为了帮助我们能够更深的来理解跟记住呢，我们会有一段的时间我们在念我们这个月的我们这个礼拜的经句或者是那个读经的时候，我们就是会读这一段，我们一直的读，我们更多的进到话语里面。
So that before the we have the verse of the month, we'll be reciting a lot of the scripture of the passage.
好，我们现在就来念。好，我们来念我们再念一次，好吧？一章三节，好，到第十四节。
Now let's recite chapter 1, verse 3 to verse 14.
我们时间有限，所以中文的念中文的念中文。If you read English, you read English. We read at the same time. 好，第三节。愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵，又因爱我们就按着自己意志所喜悦的预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得到称赞。这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的，我们借这爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明充充足足赏给我们的，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫他的知道他的旨意，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一，我们也在他里面得了基业。这原是那行旨意行做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的，叫他的荣耀在我们这现在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。你们既真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。所以，当我们在念这段经文的时候，你会发现到好些熟的字句，倒过来讲，顺过来讲，转过来转过去，就是讲一些的很重要的字眼。
So that when you are reading all the entire passage, you're going to find that several verse or several phrase kind of repeats itself, either you know, by itself or kind of like in reverse.
我们就念到特别有一句话，使他的荣耀得到称赞。
So we read about it to the praise of his great.Glorious grace.
一开始就讲到愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，就是愿颂赞都归给他。
So we talk about first that to all the praises go to Christ Jesus.
就讲到要赞美他的荣耀，要颂赞。
So we praise His glory.
当我们在看到第三节跟第十四节这整段的经文的时候，我们这个投影片可能看不到。大家如果有 Bible 或者到可以到后面去拿 Bible， 你有 Bible 的话就打开。当我们看到 Bible 呢，整段的经文。它是有一个次序的。
So when we read the entire passage from verse 3 to verse 14, there is an order in there.
我们特别是讲到今天的经文第三节到第六节，特别就讲到圣父。
So in verse 3 to verse 6, it talks about the Father.
讲到耶稣基督的父神。
And talk about Father the God.
他怎么样在创世以前就拣选了我们。
And they talk about how he have chosen us before the creation.
得着圣洁的一个身份
，and talk about how we inherit the holiness，
而且得着儿子的名分
，and talk about how we are being adopted into God as His son。
所以这是第三节到第六节
，and so that's verse 3 to verse 6。
到了后面第七节到第十二节就讲到圣子耶稣基督。
So when verse 7 to verse 12, it talks about Christ Jesus.
讲到怎么样我们在这爱子的血里面得到救赎。
It talks about how we are being redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
怎么样讲到我们在基督的里面能够得着盼望。
talk about how we can get hope within Jesus Christ.
到了第十三、十四节，圣灵出来了。
So in verse 13 and 14, they talk about Holy Spirit.
讲到我们信主了以后，我们就得到圣灵为我们的一个印记。
So we talk about when we believe, then they mark, they have a seal on us.
然后在圣灵呢，是我们得基业的一个凭据。
So we talk about the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is the for us is the mark for us.
所以圣父的荣耀、圣子的荣耀、圣灵的荣耀都在这里。
So we talk about the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
在这里都刚好呢，你可以看到三个段落呢，都用使他的荣耀得着称赞做一个结束，这一个三个段落里面。
And all three parts was ended with the praise of his glory.
到第六节他说使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。
So in verse 6, it talk about the, to the, let me see here, the according to Richard's grace.
第六节
six, okay. To the praise his glorious grace.
其实原来的意思是使他的恩典的荣耀得到称赞，不是荣耀的恩典，是恩典的荣耀，是讲到荣耀得到称赞，要那个荣耀，那个 glory is to be praised.
So, you already get it done.
好，到了第十二节。第十二节讲到叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督耶稣里有盼望的人可以得到称赞，就叫他的荣耀可以得到称赞，讲到圣对圣子的一个称赞。
So in verse 12 they talk about the praise of his glory.
到第十四节讲完圣灵以后呢，最后讲到也是使他的荣耀得到称赞。
In verse 14 they ended with to the praise of his glory.
所以神好像有个心意，就是他有无穷的荣耀，但是他要我们来做一件事情，做什么啊？称赞、赞美他。
That is in the glory is in abundance in God, but He wants us to praise.
当我在神学院念书的时候，有一个老师，他有一次分享，我印象非常深刻。
And when I was in the seminary, there was a teacher that talked about this, and I is mark put a mark imprint in my heart.
他特别是讲第三节到第十四节这段的经文，就是我们。刚所念的
and talk about Ephesians verse 3 to verse 14.
他说这段经文呢，我们最好是把它背起来。
And he said that it is best for us to memorize this passage.
不只为我们自己背，而且呢，我们很多的亲戚朋友，我们的家人还没有信主的，我们就用这段的经文为他们祝福。
And then it's not just for us; we can also use this as a blessing for us our.Family members or relatives who are not a believer yet.
所以我们在念的时候呢，就把那个把自己那个或者那个人的名字就放进去，然后就宣告神的应许在我们的身上。
So when we're reading this, then we can substitute the name of the whoever you're praying for, and then we can proclaim.
所以我们要念的时候呢，要这样念：愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给慈霞。天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了慈霞，使慈霞成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
So we can substitute our name or whoever's name is there. It's that praise to be a God and a Father, Joe's the Lord Jesus Christ, who has been blessed Joe in the heavenly realm with every spiritual blessing in Christ, and so forth.
有的时候我们就觉得，哎呀，我们好难啊！祷告为我们的这个家人祷告，他都不信，我们怎么祷告？现在有个方法，我们把这个背起来，然后呢，把他的名字就 plug in， 然后就为他祷告。
So when we're thinking about how we can pray for our family members, that we can memorize this passage and then just substitute the name.
而且为什么一定要把它 memorize 起来？有个很重要的原因，就是因为保罗写书信的时候，不是东一句写西一句写，他是整个写下来的。
And another important reason to memorize the entire passage is this entire passage is done by Paul in one time.
所以他在写的时候，圣灵就拖着他写整本书，那个气势是很高的，是很强的。
So that entire passage carry a lot of power.
如果我们只背其中的一节，你抓不到那种 movement， 那种气势没有的。
And so that if you just memorize only a portion of that, you won't feel the momentum.
所以为什么保罗就讲到说，他写到后面说，我因此我屈膝，到第三章的时候讲到他就屈膝跪下。为什么他要屈膝呢？当你念完整篇的时候，你就知道说念到那边你就该跪了，因为气势到了，你就该跪下了。所以 makes sense.
And so in chapter 3 that Paul was kneeling down and pray. Why was he really kneeling down? It's because he can feel the power up to when he comes down to that point that he felt that he need to kneel down and pray.
背整篇跟背几跟一节两节有什么不一样
？And what's the difference between memorize the whole section of the passage or just a few verses?
我觉得像一个事情，就像什么？就像你看照片，跟看电影，照片就是一个。一个电影呢，整篇那个巨力万钧的那种表现全部在里面，所以看照片是看不到的。
So it's just as an example that the difference between those is like looking at a few pictures or looking at an entire movie.
如果我们看照片就可以知道的话呢，那大家就在戏院的门口看海报就不用进去了。
And the entire movie, if we know the entire movie just by simply looking at a few pictures.And all you really have to do is just looking at a poster outside of a movie theater.
当我们整篇念的时候，整篇背的时候，我们就发现到里面的那个 movement， 你的灵真的就被激动起来。
So when we read the entire passage, then you know that your entire spiritual realm got excited.
事实上，从三节到第十四节，在原来的原文希腊文里面是一个句子。
And in fact, the verse 3 to verse 14.In the original scriptures, it is only one sentence.
一个句子，那你要背的话，就是背一句话嘛，就背起来一句话，但是很长。我们中文、英文都cut成好多句啊。
So when you memorize, you should just memorize one sentence.
Yeah, very true. 所以我们在有时候早上晨跑的时候吧，有时候我心里面常常有时候会去 recite 一些 passage。这一段是我常常 recite 的，因为每一次。recite 他的时候，心里面就很兴奋，就觉得啊，这很好，好美，好有力量。
So when I was doing the morning runs, I recite verses a lot, and this one came in particular that after when I recite this one, that give me the energy to carry on.
所以我有个小小的愿望啊，希望我们当中呢，我们大家可以来背以弗所书，在今年。如果你都还没有新年新希望的话呢，今天就把这个当作你的新希望好了。
So if you don't have a New Year resolution yet, then this one, memorizing the book of Ephesians can be a good one.
然后我又开始算了，如果呢要背的话呢，这第一章的话呢，我们刚好三月份第五个礼拜，我们常常会背圣经，所以呢，三月份那个见证主日第五个礼拜的时候呢。我就跟神讲，我说主啊，可不可以有十个人站在台上背以弗所书第一章？
And、
十个人，
so,
十个勇士。
So I was praying to God that in the fifth week of March, that's typically we have people come out and recite the Bible. So I was hoping that we can have 10 people come out to recite the entire chapter 1 of Ephesians.
我相信我们一定在当中会得到非常非常多的帮助跟。很多的 blessing 在这里面
，and I believe there is a lot of help and blessing when we do that.
所以保罗在第三节特别讲到说，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
So in verse 3 it says, who has blessed us in the heavenly realm with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
这整段的里面呢，就讲到天上各样的属灵的福气。
And talk about the spiritual blessing in heavenly realm.
讲到福气这个字呢，中国人也会讲福气。
And talking about the word blessing, of course, we Chinese talk about blessing as well.
如果你碰到一个老朋友啊，或者是邻居，他说：“哎呀，你好福气啊！”那什么意思
？And then when you meet people that you know from, you said, "Oh, you are truly blessed." What does that mean?
通常就是一些的表现，就是啊，你生活无忧无虑啦。
So it a lot of time meant, you know, you're living a pretty good life.
你的儿女都很孝顺、很成才啦。
And your children have a lot of achievement and in being obedient to you.
然后你的需用，你的生活都很富足啊。
And you live in abundance.
然后又没有病、没有痛、无灾无病。
And you are very healthy.
大概就是这一些。
Yeah, it's about that.
但是这些东西是世界上的福气，不是圣经里面的福气。
But that is the blessing that kind of like it found a worldly sense, but it's not the spiritual blessing that God is talking about.
我们可以在世界上面很富足，甚至很成功，但是对生命一点意义都不了解。
And we can be very successful in life, but we do not know anything about the meaning of life.
活到最后，人生还是一场虚空，因为都过去了。
So you basically live an empty life.
除非我们跟这个生命的创造者连在一起，不然我们永远没有办法从生了解生命的意义。
Unless you got connected to the creator of this world, the God, that otherwise your life will not have any meaning.
在过去就是年尾到年初的这段时间，我们家就比较有几次就聚在一起，我们可以吃火锅。
So in the past couple of weeks, that our family can gather together to have hot pot.
那我们就想到说，我就感觉深深的感觉，他说哇，一家人坐一桌吃火锅好美哦。
And I was thinking that while the entire family eating hot pot together is what a beautiful picture.
那我们大家就天南地北的聊天啊，讲笑话啊，就很快乐吃火锅。
And we just talk among us, and then we had a good time in eating the hot pot.
哦，心里面就扬起了一个念头，就是说能不能这种东西一直继续是这样呢？
And I was thinking that can this picture continue?
不可能，因为我们有一天都会变老，孩子们有一天都会离开家里面。
And the conclusion is not possible, because the kids will leave the house and will become older.
可能我们有一天没有办法吃火锅，或者有一天我们的孩子们，我们都没办法跟他们讲话了，生病了。
And maybe there are times that we won't even have the capability eating hot pots, or you know, our kids are not talking to us.
就没有了。
And that'll be it.
但是这是地上的祝福，虽然说可以在一起，儿女在一起很好，但是那是地上的祝福。
And of course, having the family together is good, but that's blessing from the world.
是非常有限的，时间到了就没有了。
And it's very limited. When the time's up, it's up.
但是神让我看见一件事情 ，No， 不是停在这里。有一天我们在天上，我们还继续这个吃 ，I don't know。
But God, let me see that one. Not this. It doesn't just stop on this earth. That one day in the heavens will be eating whatever.
所以那种快乐是加倍的快乐，我们没有办法去想的那种快乐。儿女还在，我们大家一起，而且那个时候他可能不叫我爸，就 maybe call me brother Joe.
And,
我们同事做弟兄的是。
In heaven, we'll still be together in heaven.But probably he won't call me father, but probably just brother Joe.
所以我们任何的福气，只要脱离了天上，脱离了神，那个福气都是有限的，是会过去的，不是真正的福。
So all the blessing that if it is not connected to God, not that is limited and it will be passing away.
我们有一个 slide 可以来看一下，中国字是很有意思哦。
And let's look at a slide.
福，英文叫 blessing.
And just look at the word that there's translation down there.
我们都知道福的右边有所谓的一口甜。
So on the right hand side of that characters, that you can see there's one plot of land.
一口甜是什么意思呢？一口甜是，这是一个字吗？一口甜是不是一个字
？Does anybody think that that's one word?
我，它真的是一个字。
Actually, that you have a word that this is a regular Chinese character.
这个字用英文念很准，福。
And this the pronunciation of that is 福。
念福。
And that is that's the pronunciation of that word.
什么叫福
？And what does that mean?
一口甜就是很富。
And
充满
，and the meaning of that word actually is full.
这是我们很少用的一个字，它是一个充满的意思。
And basically, is the meaning of that character is to have fullness.
然后我们看到中国字有一个字叫做富。
And another thing, another words that in Chinese characters kind of come off from that.
你如果上面加一个宝盖头，就是家的意思，好，上面那个家，就是家里面很充满的话，你就很有钱，叫做富。
And so if you have that the thing that on top, that meant house. So within the house, if you have fullness, then you are rich.
但是呢，如果你的家里面呢，这个富呢跑掉的时候呢，跑掉的时候呢，就是加个走字边呢，那就叫做 be。
And but if that fullness or the one piece of land walk away from you, if you added the thing on the side on the left hand side, that meant walking away, then that entire word and the entire character meant persecute.
我就想到那个逼债的那种状况的被逼啊是走投无路啊
it's like persecuting, it's like pressing you
代表了压迫跟焦虑 and, 没有 fullness
and to talk about anxiety and there's no fullness there
那福又是这我们讲的这个中文字这个福 blessing 是什么意思呢
but in Chinese this word blessing what does that really mean
this is for the youth okay左边呢是加一个神字边或者士字边，表示神关乎神的事情。
The character on the left side, the left part, is actually meant divine.
所以当讲到 fullness 的时候呢，如果是在神的里面跟 divine 有关的时候，它就变成真正的一个 blessing.
So when fullness is being connected together with in divine meaning, then it becomes blessing.
他表达的意思是在主的里面，在神的里面充充满满。
And you talk about the fullness within God.
不只是在生活上面的一个满足，而且是在属灵里面，在生命的里面是充充满满的。
So not talk about not the life in on earth in abundance, but not just the life in on earth, but also your life in God.
所以我们会发现整个这个字所代表的意义呢它一定是要跟神连上而不是地上的福。
And so this particular word that the real meaning for this word got to be connected to God.
所以我们相信在神的里面是充充满满的万有都在我们的里面。
So we believe that with this word the blessing is within God.
我被告知我们都是要准时哈，我只有五分钟，然后我的主题还没有开始哈。
And I was told that we need to watch out the time.
弟兄姐妹，让我们真知道，当我们在主的里面的时候，我们虽然是贫穷，也是富足。
So we need to know that when we live in God, that even though we may be poor, but we are actually full.
我们不在主的里面，我们虽然富足，也是贫穷。
If we do not live within God, even though we may be rich monetary wise, we are actually poor.
大卫在诗篇十六篇，他讲一句话，他说：“你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。”
And in David talk about King David in Psalm 16:2, it says, "You are my Lord."Apart from you, I have no good things.
我们怎么样能够承受神的一个祝福？是因为神爱我们，所以他要把一切的好处，然后赐给我们。
So how can we just receiving the blessing from God is because He loves us.
所以有的时候我们会发现，哎，有的时候环境很好，哦，好像真的是像地上的福气一样 ，blessing， 非常的顺利，非常的满足。
So that a lot of time that we are being blessed on the earthly things.
但是很多的时候我们发现说哎不是这样我还是会丢掉了工作或者被 lay off, 或者我会生病甚至我的关系婚姻不幸福哎呀很多的难处在生命当中。
But sometimes that we bump into some difficulty in our life.
很多的时候我们发现这个在世人来说这是一个咒诅这是一个很糟糕的事情。
And to people in the world that they may perceive this one as real bad things that's happening to you.
但是我们深知道基督徒我们深知道一件事情是我的好处不在你以外来到我们生命当中的事情都有它的意思
But as a Christian that we all know that all things work together for the good so that there is always meaning behind what we are encountering
所以任何的事情来了都是 for our good 就是让我们有成长的机会很多的时候就在痛苦当中我们才懂得怎么去亲近神
And so a lot of things that the main purpose is with While we are under trial, that we can get connected to God even more.
然后我们借着神的恩典，我们克服了困难以后，我们就把一切荣耀颂赞就归给神了。
So depending on God's grace, then when we overcome the trials, then we can give all the praises to God.
就像以弗所书讲的，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
So just like the book of Ephesians says that it will praise the glory.
所以我们相信神在我们的生命当中的带领总是福气，总是一个福字。
So that we know that the leading of the Lord in our life is always blessing.
我们可能懂，可能不懂，但是神的旨意没有改变，对我们总是福气。
And we may or may not understand it, but the will of God is always giving us blessing.
我们见过太多的事情，当一个人啊生病的时候，啊真的是很绝望，但是他就祷告神说：“哎呀，你医治我，我就来服侍你。”结果真的就被医治，他就去服侍了。
And so that's for example, if somebody is in an illness, and then he will pray to God, say, "If you heal me, then I will do service for you." And then God answered the prayer.
也有看见夫妻之间要破裂要离婚，后来他们就去找帮助，最后呢就走出那条路来。他们就说：“我们要去帮助更多的人，因为他们走过那条路，他们可以成为别人的帮助。”
Or like a couple that was almost got divorced, and then when they seek help, the God intervene and help them, and then they can turn around and help other people who are facing similar situations.
是咒诅还是祝福？
So is that a curse or is that a blessing?
在里面的时候，你觉得是咒诅，我们都觉得是咒诅。但是当我们在天上看的时候，哇， it's a 真的是极大的祝福，不只是祝福这一对夫妻，而且他祝福了周围许许多多被他服侍的人。
So that when we're looking at things, when we're in a trial, we may think it is a curse. But if you see it from a heavenly angle, that's actually a blessing, not only to that couple, it's actually for the people that, around them.
所以他讲到天上各样属灵的福气，神都要赐给我们。
So he talk about all kinds of spiritual blessing that God will give us.
在这第三节到第六节的当中，我们可以归纳出三种福气，如果很快的来看的话。
So in verse 3 to verse 6, there's three kinds of blessing.
第一个就是在基督里拣选了我们。
So they talk about the first thing in Christ that he has selected us.
拣选是一个福气。
Selection is a blessing.
神凭什么要选我、选你、选我们基督徒？凭什么
？So why should God select us?
我们要可能下一次来讲。
And we'll talk about it next time.
第二个就是讲到在他的里面成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
And they talk about being sanctified in Christ without any blemish.
成为圣洁，无有瑕疵，在神的面前没有瑕疵，在人的面前有没有瑕疵？我觉得很有瑕疵。
So you become without blemish in front of God, but of course, being a human being, that we still have a lot of blemish.
我们说这样子的人怎么可以得救？这种人是基督徒吗？真的，他也是哎，他得真还得救哎，还是想不透。这种人在神的面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵；在人的面前 ，I'm not sure.
So
很奇怪。
A lot of time that we'll wonder like a person with a lot of shortcoming, how can he become or he or she become a Christian? But that person in front of God is without blemish.
因为神从永恒里面已经看见那个人成为圣洁，站在永恒里面，他是圣洁的。这段时间只是他穿尿布、开裆裤的日子，你就忍耐一下。
And because the God is seeing it from a with a view of eternity, he know that person will be sanctified in the future. But right now.
所以他拣选是一个极大的祝福，然后他让我们成为圣洁是一个极大的祝福。第三件事情是最大的祝福，让我们得儿子的名分，这不得了啊。
So the first blessing is the selection, the second is the sanctification, but the third one is adoption as their son.
我们都小时候呢，我们要比的时候，我们都会说我爸爸比你爸爸大，有没有？小时候玩过，就是讲过这些话。我们小时候都是这样。
So when we are young, we can. Well, when we are maybe in fighting with other people, we can say, "Wow, my father is stronger or bigger than you."
如果我们跟人家打架打输了，你说你等着，我叫我爸来。
And if we lose the battle, then you say, "Well, just wait. Let me call my father."
今天呢，我们在基督，我们成为基督徒，然后呢，你在世上遇见难处的时候，你说你等着，我叫我爸来，那很可怕的。
And of course, as a Christian, and you just say, "Just watch. I'll call my heavenly Father."
神用一根指头就把全宇宙造出来了。
And God created the heaven and earth with just a little pinky.
然后他是我爸爸。
And he's my dad.
Wow, 何等的祝福, 何等的福气。
Wow, what kind of blessing is that?
我想我必须停在这里。
We have to stop here.
求神真的让我们看见, 只要跟神搭在一起, 我们就有福, 什么时候离开了就没有了。 所以天上属灵的各样的福气, 神呢, 不止给我们, 而且他说曾, 赐给我们已经有了，我们都在基督里。
So may God make us realize that all the blessing that He has for us, and because it actually said that He has given it to us.
让我们来祷告，我们在祷告的里面，我们来归感谢荣耀给神。Let's
pray.
亲爱的主，我们赞美你，主啊，真的在创世以前，你已经在基督里拣选了我们。主啊，这是何等的恩典！你让我们站立在你面前，成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。 你让我们在你的里面能够成为你的儿女，何等大的一个恩典，何等高的一个待遇，主啊！但是我们却是一群的罪人，是一群在罪恶里面的人。你愿意这样来恩待我们，不仅如此，你差遣你的儿子用一个极重的代价死在十字架上，为了挽回我们。主啊，你没有其他的意思，就是要把一个福赐给我们。哦，主啊，这是何等大的哦一件事情！ 帮助我们在这时候，让我们清清楚楚的能领受你所给我们、已经给我们的各样的恩典。让我们真的存一个感恩的心来领受。我们谢谢你这样爱我们，你拣选了我们，让我们永远永远我们都想不透。主啊，让我们懂得来赞美你，让我们懂得来颂赞归荣耀给你，就为着你的福气临到了我们。谢谢主。 与我们同在，靠主耶稣基督得胜的名，阿门，阿门。好，我们来唱诗。